Well, yesterday we started our feature on the late Bill Adams, World War II and Korea vet and A&M class of 1941, who we lost this past June. Served stateside as an instructor in field artillery, Fort Sill, Fort Sam Houston, Fort Bragg. But then as the war went on, he started to wonder, would he ever get sent to the action?
To pursue the war properly, we had to get there and be a part of it. And it was a great relief when, yes, we got the cadres trained and went through our own training and preparation for overseas movement.
Bill Adams was the operations officer for his unit nearing the Rhine River near Cologne.
Moved into position just on the west side of the Rhine River and just a bit north of Cologne. We could see the towers and the spires in Cologne on good days. And we reinforced the fires of the 82nd as they were holding the west bank. They were not, the 82nd was not in an offensive mode at that time. They were merely holding, securing the west bank of the Rhine.
Now, his specific job as operations officer.
I was involved in the planning and the disposition of the artillery as it supported the various other units that when we went back to our division and those operations. So all of the operations, movement, fire, everything like that did come through my section, yes.
If there's one day during the war that Bill Adams recalls with clarity, it was the day his unit moved into Munich on the Autobahn.
Things didn't go exactly as we planned that day. One of the tank companies on the north side of the Autobahn ran into a German anti-tank school, and they lost 15 or 17 tanks that day. As we were moving, I decided that we should pull off and establish a little headquarters rather than just the communications that we had in the half track. And I didn't do right. I didn't follow some of the stuff that he had taught previously at Fort Sill about reconnaissance and pulled off into a bog and got my half track stuck. Then we got our experience with direct experience with some German 88 millimeter guns.
Yeah, snipers were the biggest threat, being bracketed by enemy fire, and they were, but they survived, made it to Munich and on to Salzburg. After the war, Bill Adams came home briefly, retired from active duty until 1948 when Korea was going full force, and he re-upped, was sent to Germany initially, and as the Korean conflict was winding down, was sent to Korea to plan in case it heated up again. Then his career took him to the Pentagon, where he made decisions concerning officers applying for civilian schooling. He himself went to Tulane for graduate courses during this peacetime. And all this before his distinguished career as an A&M professor of marketing. We salute the late Billy Joe Adams for his distinguished military career. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.